This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. We're thinking about summer vacations this week, how they've changed, how we might do more with less. And when you know it, the price of gas has hit $3 a gallon. That's the average cost for regular unleaded in California, and other states aren't far behind. But as NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, this year's prices may not compare with last year's.
Sylvia Trilia keeps an eye on the prices at the pump. About a year ago, when gas prices were skyrocketing, the San Francisco Bay Area teacher decided to park her Jeep Cherokee with its 20-gallon gas tank.
$4. Once it reached four, that's it. I said, no, I can't be spending that much. You know, 20 gallons at $4 is $80 right there. And then it was more than four, so it was 90, and it was just way too much.
So Trilia decided to make a drastic change. She bought herself a moped.
This is the moped, and it goes fast enough. With the 1 gallon, I went 50 miles versus 1 gallon, 12, 13, 14 miles. So it made it a lot cheaper.
When the rainy season came, Trilia garaged the moped and started driving the Jeep again. But this week, as the average price of gas in California topped $3, Trilia is ready to trade her four wheels for two again. Problem is, the moped has been garaged and won't start.
It needs to be used, but I want to have it serviced, get a new battery.
As it is for Trilia, $3 gasoline seems to be a major tipping point for some motorists. Meanwhile, the recent surge in gas prices is blamed on the rising price of crude oil. Jason Tays, an oil analyst at GasBuddy.com, says oil prices are rebounding after crashing last fall.
And since then, we've seen crude oil go back up from $32 per barrel up to about $70 a barrel. And that's a major push behind the rise in gas prices right now.
Ben Brockwell, an analyst at Oil Price Information Service, says after months of low demand, oil traders have been bidding up the price of crude oil in anticipation of an economic recovery.
Supply has been cut to try to match the demand recession. And when you cut supply and you have people who anticipate demand rising when the economy improves, that's providing, in some people's mind, the equation for higher prices.
But the higher gas prices could undercut an economic recovery, says Edward Lehmer, director of the UCLA Anderson Forecast.
The big thing is it's a psychological slap in the face. It's telling the drivers that they're not as wealthy as they thought they were. And we need to feel good about the future again. So the rise in gas prices is a retardant. It tends to contribute the consumer malaise, which has been so important in determining the course of this economic downturn.
Still, $3 gas is a far cry from June of last year, when the average in California hit $4.61. But that's little comfort to Gerald Creed, a cement contractor we found at a San Francisco Shell station. He fills his old pickup twice a week.
Yeah, $3.16 is not good. It's livable, but I don't expect it. I expect to see $4.
But many analysts say they don't expect to see gas prices go that high again anytime soon. In the meantime, they say some drivers have already been desensitized into believing that $3 gas is still a bargain. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.